From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado has signed on to a new congressional task force focused on addressing the chemical contamination of drinking water in places such as Hoosick Falls and Petersburg. At the same time, the Rhinebeck Democrat acknowledged it will be difficult to prompt the federal government to act as long as the shutdown continues, thereby impacting the Environmental Protection Agency, which oversees water pollution detection and mitigation. Delgado said after a news conference to launch the bipartisan House PFAS task force, and I quote, "One of the things I've heard from a lot of folks back home is I'm all for your priorities, healthcare, water contamination, but none of that is going to matter if you don't get the government open. So that's priority number one," end quote. Delgado is one of 20 House members from both major parties whose districts have been impacted by PFAS contamination. Delgado also announced he is co-sponsoring the bipartisan PFAS Action Act. That measure would designate all PFAS chemicals as risks to human health and the environment and thus make them eligible for the federal Superfund cleanup program. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting members of the Hudson Valley Feminist Collective said January 23rd, Dutchess County Legislator Joel Tyner, and I quote, abused his power by making repeated sexual advances towards women who reached out to him as activists and constituents, end quote. The collective issued a written statement through spokeswoman Ashley Casale, saying Tyner, and I quote, also used his position as a well-known activist and organizer in the region to prey upon significantly younger women within the progressive movement, as well as his role as a public figure prior to that to pursue a relationship with at least one minor, end quote. Casale said the group is compiling screenshots of many of the interactions. Tyner denied the allegations, saying he is, and I quote, far from perfect, but I have never knowingly sexually harassed anyone, end quote. The Clinton Democrat submitted his resignation via email to Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver in the early morning hours of January 23rd. Tyner wrote, and I quote, it is time for me to step aside, let someone else have this position, and time for me to work on myself, end quote. In fact, his resignation may not be official. According to state law, a county official must submit their resignation directly to the county clerk. And the MidHudsonNews.com reports that Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall had not received any such communication from Tyner. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Joseph Spector is reporting for LoHUD.com. Under new legislation approved by state lawmakers January 23rd, teacher evaluations would no longer be linked to student test scores. The bill eliminates a requirement that schools use test scores as part of a teacher's evaluation, instead make the use of testing results to determine educators' evaluations optional by school districts. Those tests include the Common Core exams in grades 3 through 8 and Regents exams in high school. It also orders the State Education Commissioner to come up with regulations on the alternative assessment that may be used to determine a teacher or principal's evaluation. The measure unanimously passed the Senate and was approved 125-6 in the Assembly. Senate Education Committee Chairwoman Shelley Mayer said, and I quote, we are clearly saying work it out in the district. You can decide how much weight you want to give to these kind of tests, but you might be able to come up with other measures that work as long as they are measures approved by the State Education Department, end quote. The bill would now head to Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk for his signature. Read the full story at loud.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the unemployment rates in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were substantially lower last month than a year earlier, continuing the trend of declines, according to recently released State Department of Labor data. Greene County had a December 2018 jobless rate of 4.1%, down from 5.6% in December 2017. And Columbia County had an unemployment rate of 2.9%, once again the lowest recorded statewide, a decrease from 3.8% in December 2017. In other counties, jobless rates in December 2018 were 3% in Ulster County, down from 4% the previous year. In Dutchess County, the unemployment rate last month was 3.1%, a decrease from 4.1% in 2017. The highest unemployment rate in the state last month was 7.9% in Hamilton County in the Adirondacks. The statewide jobless rate last month was 3.8%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Crane. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.